Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too.
A pleasant good morning. I am Father Ivan Eldon, Associate Priest of the Parish of St. George in the Valley. Welcome to the Anglican Church Morning Devotions for Tuesday, the 14th of November, 2023. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil, and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. For our reflections this morning, I want us to look at the Gospel of St. Luke, the 17th chapter and the 10th verse. We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. My friends, do you give your best, regardless of the cost? Are not we like the laborers in Jesus' parable, who expect immediate reward and compensation for his day's work? How unfair for the master to compel him to give more than what was expected. Do not we love to insist on our rights? We will give only what is required and no more. Jesus used this parable of the obedient servant to explain that we can never put God in our death or make the claim that God owes us something. We must regard ourselves as God's servants, just as Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. Service of God and of neighbor is a voluntary or free act and a sacred duty. One can volunteer for public service or be compelled to do service for one's country. Likewise, God expects us to give him the worship and praise which is his due. And he gladly accepts the free will offering of our lives to him and his service. What makes our offering pleasing to God is the love we express in the gift of self-giving. True love is sacrificial, kind, and selfless. How can we love others selfishly and unconditionally? God himself is love, and he fills our hearts with the endless love that gives what is good for the sake of the other. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfect in us. 1 John 4:12. God honors the faithful servant who loves kindly. He is ever ready to work in and through us for his glory. We must remember, my friends, however, that God can never be indebted to us and we have no claim on him, and that his love compels us to give him our best this morning. And when we have done our best, we have simply done our duty. We can never outdo God. Jesus has the power of increasing the faith of his people. Strength comes from him, especially strength to believe and to live the gospel of salvation. Jesus is called the author and finisher of our faith. There is little faith and great faith. There is weak faith and strong faith. Both are to be seen in the practice of God's people. But the more real faith a Christian has, the more happy, holy, and useful he will be. When the disciples said, "Lord, increase our faith," they did well. These words, my friends, of our Lord Jesus Christ, when are rightly interpreted and applied, will open the door to greater Christian service and to a closer walk with God this morning. The challenge this morning is a simple one. Does the love of God compel you this morning to give him your best? My friends, I pray and hope that we will all be worthy servants and that we will remember, as Jesus came into the world not to be served but to serve, that we are all servants in his sight. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, fill our hearts with love, gratitude, and kindness this morning. Make us faithful servants for you. May we kindly pour out our lives in loving service for you and for others this day, just as you have so kindly poured yourself out for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Please share these devotions with as many people as possible. God bless.
My servant.